Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God, specifically at Psalm 23 and then Matthew chapter 25. Psalm 23, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Then looking in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked, or sick or in prison, and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Verses 31 through 46, Matthew chapter 25. Father, we thank you once again for the wonderful gift and the powerful and the blessed gift of your word. Thank you for how that you guide us, mold us, shape us, counsel us, and direct us day by day, moment by moment, by your word and the power and the grace upon your word. Father, help us more and more to be the faithful hearers and doers of your word. Teach us by your spirit that you call every one of your disciples to a life of compassion, a life of grace, a life of mercy, a life whereby our lives are filled with ministry, simply listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit as he directs us to reach out to a hurting world that's been beat up and left on the side of the road. Help us to be a people whose lives are characterized by the compassion of Jesus moment by moment in the way we live each and every day. Thank you for the privilege of being givers and being a walking blessing as we simply yield to the guidance and direction and counsel your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer at this time as well.
Father, we come to you today and we bring our listening family with all their needs. We pray, Father, that you will bless them, that you will work in their hearts, Father, that you will do healing in their lives, Father. Help them as we approach a new year. Give them a confidence that you will never leave them, that you'll never forsake them, that they can cast all their cares on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Let me remind you, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We're encouraging you to please email us to receive some of the discipleship materials and resources that we provide. We're glad to share them. And remember, discipleship is to be an ongoing ministry of every disciple of Jesus Christ all over the world. We're to be involved consistently with the work of the sharing of the gospel and involved consistently with the work of making disciples. And of course, you start in your own home with your own family, but you move from there. This is such an important work, and there's such a need for the church to be outreach-minded continually. So again, we're glad to share the resources we have in prayer tools and discipleship tools. We are glad to share them with you. Please receive them, use them for you and your family, but forward them, share them with others. This is what the Lord has called each and every one of us to do. Hope that you'll do that. Again, jparker@afa.net. We're greatly honored to have as our phone guest today, Nikki Rowe Cross. She's the founder and president of a powerful ministry that's addressing the tragedy of sex trafficking in our world, Star Ministry. Nikki, how are you today?
I am very blessed, Pastor. So glad to be here.
Great to have you on, and we appreciate just you and the work that you're doing. Would you take time now, Nikki, to further introduce yourself to our listeners, and then let's get right into talking about well, you're going to share about your own journey and how you came to start the ministry that you are the founder and president of, Star Ministry, as well.
Yes. Again, it is Star Ministry, STAAR, for Stop the Abuse and Rescue. I started this ministry over 30 years ago, and it was a situation where when I was a young girl, I was taken, or as it's known as, groomed by a young man who told me all the things that a 15-year-old girl wants to hear. You know, so many of our children today, we want validation and we want to be recognized. And when you don't get that, when someone comes along and they tell you that you are beautiful or they can make your dreams come true, it's everything you want to hear. And this is the case that happened to me. A young man who was about 26 years old, I had started sneaking out. I was raised in church. And, you know, there's an old saying back where I grew up that bad things don't happen to good girls. Well, they do. They do, because the enemy is no respecter of persons, and he will attack anyone and everyone, especially those that are called for the kingdom of God. Sex ministry, or the sex trafficking ministry, I was able to work with detectives, Homeland Security, FBI, mentor, teach. I was taken out of state. I was chained in an attic for almost a year. And by the blessing of the Lord, a young lady and a man who never knew anything about me, her name was Chrissy, they got involved. And by a long story of circumstances, which is in my book, like Daddy used to say, they were able to rescue me out of that situation. It took a lot of years for me to get to the point where I didn't just focus on what had happened to me. I got to a point where God literally said, "Is this going to make you better or bitter?" And I chose for the Lord to let it make me better. And so for all these years, I have worked with victims of sex trafficking. A lot of people don't understand the difference in, well, human trafficking is the broad spectrum term that is used. Sex trafficking particularly is when someone is forced, coerced, or fraudulently brought into a situation to perform sexual acts. in my situation, I was locked with a chain around my ankle. And even though I fought to try to get free, there was no choice in the matter. I basically was being sexually assaulted every day for almost a year. And so I have worked with women in sex trafficking, but I've also worked with different forms of trafficking, labor trafficking, organ trafficking, that sort of thing. But sex trafficking, many people think that there's this Victorian attitude that women and even men these days, that it's a win-win situation. They're doing it out of choice. Sex trafficking, nothing could be further from the truth. There is a consequence if they don't obey what these traffickers ask them to do. And I just want to say a prayer. Lord, if there's someone out there right now who has been hurt and abused, that has been in this situation, they feel like they're the only one. Lord, I ask that you speak to their heart right now, that you let them know that they are not alone, that there are resources, there are help, there are people that are specifically trained to work with these traumas, with these hurts that we know come from the enemy. So, Father, I just ask right now that if there's someone who needs prayer, that they will call in. I ask that they will reach out, that you will touch their heart and let them know that your son said, he that is free indeed. And you do not have to stay in this situation. Someone will listen. Father, I just ask that you will just touch their hearts and just let them know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image. And I ask this, Lord, in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Nikki. Nikki, if someone wants to get in touch with you and or Star Ministry, how could they do that?
My website is currently under construction, mm-hmm. but you can reach me at Nikki, N-I-K-I, at starministry.com, S-T-A-A-R, ministry with a Y, .com. And the phone number is 727-403-9971. Again, that's Nikki, N-I-K-I, at S-T-A-A-R, ministry with a Y, .com, all one word. And the phone number is 727-403-9971.
All right.
And I can also get texts on that number.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you're giving the church today to get vitally involved and passionately involved with addressing this tragedy in our culture and in our world. Father, stir every single listener to have ears to hear and hearts to receive whatever you're calling each person to do, whether it be becoming a prayer and a prayer warrior and intercessor, praying for ministries like Nikki's ministry and others, and or giving financially to help support them, or getting involved in their local community as a volunteer with a local sex trafficking ministry. But help us to know, Lord, there's something all of us can do, and that you're calling us all to listen to what your Holy Spirit would have us to do, and help us to be fully available vessels through which your work can get done. And help the church to recognize that, yes, we're called and by the power of your Holy Spirit equipped to do the job that needs to be done. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our phone guest today is Nikki Rowe Cross. She's the founder and president of Star Ministry, Stop the Abuse and Rescue. We'll be right back.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. when all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us, oh, oh. How he loves us, how he loves us all. And he is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. Of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for.
Of David Crowder with How He Loves. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Nikki Rowe Cross. She's the founder and president of STAR Ministry. That's STAAR Ministry, which stands for Stop the Abuse and Rescue. Nikki, in the first segment, you shared a whole lot in just a few moments, and I'm going to ask if you'll maybe just expound a little bit more on just a number of the things you touched on. It's profound and tragic to think of the one aspect of your own story, and that you shared how that you were trafficked at the age of 15, and simply you were deceived by people that were very deceptive, and they knew how to say the right things and how to draw a young girl into the trap they'd set. Would you expound upon how big a reality that is in our culture today?
It is huge. So many people think that the majority of, when they hear the word human trafficking, they think that it is mostly foreigners or people that are from other nationalities, and it does happen. In the years that I have worked with it, I have been exposed primarily to what we call domestic people that are American born. People think that you have to be a certain class of person for this to happen to you. When I opened the first and only safe house that was here in Pinellas County, Florida, I had women that had been trafficked by men and their fathers. They came from families where the last three girls that left the house were judges' daughters, doctors' daughters. We had a situation where there was attorneys' doctors or daughters, and you know, so it's not people that choose to do this. This happens to everyone. We also have a situation where we see the girls that are walking up and down the streets, and we call that prostitution. It's not prostitution. It is human trafficking. It is sex trafficking. They're not there of their own volition, their own free will. you know, in my circumstance, music, you know, I had always been blessed with the gift for music. And that is the way that this young man was able to deceive me. He told me that his mother had a lot of money, and that if I would come back to his home in Ohio, that she would have a recording studio do an album for me. And that is all I could think about was, you know, we strive for things that we want, that we think are important in this world. Looking back, I realized that, you know, family is the most important thing in this world. And but so many that are out there that are broken, that have been trafficked, have come from very good homes. You know, they come from church homes. They come from broken homes. The situation in my case was, you know, as I said, he took me out of state. There was fear because during that time, people didn't want to speak up because they felt like it was their fault, that they were the guilty ones. They had made wrong choices. But, you know, and we have to remember that the enemy is the deceiver. You know, he's the author of lies. And especially, you know, people that are called, they get called into situations that before they know it, they're there.
Well, Nikki, how would you advise parents and, of course, people in different positions who are in a place to give counsel and guidance to young people? How would you encourage parents and maybe youth ministers and others that minister to young people to walk in such a way where they are much more discerning of this kind of thing and have enough wisdom to see through or to overcome these sorts of deceptive tactics of this wicked industry?
There are a lot of signs that I have taught in curriculums that I have taught across the country of things to look for. When you see a child that is beginning, they're happy, and then all of a sudden they become listless and they don't want to go to school. A lot of people think, well, they're into drugs. And the truth is they're probably into drugs and being human trafficked. If you see a young lady coming to your church and there's a much older man with them, something doesn't look right. If it doesn't look right, it's not right. Mm-hmm. Love is the biggest healer of all. But the one thing about victims of human trafficking, as we as the church body, we want to wrap our arms around these victims and tell them how much we love them. But we have to understand that they have been traumatized in a way that people that have not been trafficked mm-hmm. cannot understand. Mm-hmm. So patience, listen. When they say, I need to talk, spend time talking with them and listening, because most of them just want to be heard. They want you to believe them. They want you to help them. If you have a situation where you suspect that there's human trafficking going on, never be afraid to call the police and say, something just doesn't feel right, because so many of the detectives in all of the branches, whether it be police, Homeland, FBI, have said numerous times, I would rather someone call and it be wrong than someone not call and it be a situation where we could have gone in and saved these people from this situation.
Mm-hmm. So one important step any listener could take is just get in touch with your ministry to learn how to, number one, become much more educated about both the problem and how you begin to help address it. Then would that be correct?
Yes, and I have curriculums that I have written for churches, law enforcement, law students, pretty much even secular groups. I have been able to go out and speak and teach what are the signs to look for. A lot of trafficking victims will be branded. And when I say branded, they will have tattoos. That doesn't mean everybody with a tattoo is being human trafficked. But there are a lot of instances where you will see them getting tattoos, and specifically ones that are like on their eyelids, inside their lip. There are situations where they will have daddy's girl, because a lot of these traffickers want them to call them daddy, and they build this false sense of relationship that maybe they're not getting from home, where maybe they're being abused at home. So yeah, and again, if anybody would like me to come and speak or get in touch with about how to see the signs, more information, again, it's Nikki, N-I-K-I, Rowe, R-O-W-E, Cross. I have Star Ministry has a page on Facebook. We have, the phone number is 727-403-9971. And if you'd like to email me, it is Nikki, N-I-K-I, at Star, S-T-A-A-R, Ministry with a Y, .com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, would it be correct to say then you would encourage every single listener to begin by just get more educated about the problem, the extent of the problem, and ways people can get involved? Would that be an important step at this point?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Pastor. Because, you know, as I have said many times, standing in churches, standing in law enforcement, you could literally walk outside of the building and throw a rock, and I guarantee you that someone has or will be affected by human trafficking in some way. That is how large this epidemic has become. Mm-hmm. Where I am in the area I am in Florida, we are the third most reported in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's how huge it is. But people think that they live in little small towns. It doesn't happen there. We're finding out more and more frequently that it is happening there because they think they can fly under the radar of law enforcement. But it is there. Mm-hmm. It is there.
And, you know, Nikki, I think of this, too, that it's so important for us as believers to really pray and ask God how he'd have each of us to get involved, as well as get more educated, too, because there's so much that can be done. And I think of a tragic story that I heard a young woman share, how that she began to be abused by her own father at the age of 3. And sadly, she told her mom, and her mom didn't believe her. And then she told her school principal, and she, at that time, there was no laws that required it to be reported, and she basically told her, go talk to your mom. And sadly, this young lady from the age of 3 to 18 endured this, and she even at a certain point approached her pastor, and the pastor's response was, I'll pray for you, and did nothing further. And it's tragic to see how people in critical places failed her, because they just failed to really love her enough to really get involved in such a way to really help change the situation. And so everyone can do some things that are fruitful and productive to help address this in a productive way.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can. In fact, Pastor, I think that the brokenness in me started when I was 9 years old. I was molested by a family member, but it was that same thought process that you just mentioned, that I was taught in church that bad things didn't happen to good girls. So I was not going to tell my mother. I didn't want to tell my father. I carried that with me. And so at a very young age, I began to, as I call it, anesthetize or numb it. by hanging out with the wrong sort of people, which looking back, I know that they were just as broken as I was, which is why they do this. Mm-hmm. And so that's what led me on that journey of, again, most of these young people that, especially at a young age, you know, when you're young and you're innocent, you want to believe what everybody tells you, you know, and if they're promising you something that you've dreamed of your whole life, you're going to have a tendency to want to believe them. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I was told, don't trust this guy. And because he was lavishing me with gifts and buying me jewelry and things, you know, I mean, that's a sign right there. If you've got a 26-year-old man that is buying expensive gifts for a young girl or giving her money, there's something wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. We'll pick up right there on the other side of the break. Our phone guest today is Nikki Rowe Cross. She's the founder and president of STAR Ministry. STAR stands for Stop the Abuse and Rescue, a powerful sex trafficking ministry that's addressing this important issue. We'll be right back.
Do you feel the world is broken?
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen? Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new?
We do.
Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Blessing and honor and glory. Is he worthy of this? He is. Does the Father truly love us? Does the Spirit move among us?
Music of Andrew Peterson. Is he worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest is Nikki Rowe Cross. She's the founder and president of STAR Ministry. STAR stands for Stop the Abuse and Rescue, a great ministry that's helping to address the tragedy of sex trafficking in our culture and in our world. STAR, would you share with our listeners one more time if they want to get in touch with you? How can they, by way of a phone call or your email?
They can reach me by email, Nikki, N-I-K-I, at starministry.com. Again, that's S-T-A-A-R, ministry with a Y, .com. They can text at that number as well. I have a Facebook page for STAR Ministry, S-T-A-A-R, ministry. And I also have a book that I wrote that describes a lot of the details of the abduction, called Like Daddy Used to Say. It's a lot of people, when they think of books that tell the story, that it's a very dark and sad, but I called it Like Daddy Used to Say because my father was like a walking bumper sticker. He had so many funny things that he would use, but they always tied back to biblical connections. I was talking with you before we went to the break about how I had worked with Homeland, FBI, and law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
It took a while to build that rapport, but for years, it got to the point where they started to recognize that survivors have a little bit more of an edge to being able to communicate with these victims. A lot of these victims had actually been, unfortunately, assaulted by law enforcement officers, and we hate to think about that, but it mm-hmm. does happen.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought me in as a mentor to these women, and a lot of them would refuse to get their justice. They would refuse to testify, and you would think, why wouldn't you want to tell the police? And that's the reason why. But they would introduce me. They would call me in on the toughest cases, and they would introduce me as, this is the woman who's going to take the you don't understand card off the table. And many, many times I would sit down with these women in jails. I would sit with them, you know, in police stations. I would sit with them in my office, and I would start to share what happened to me. And it wasn't all about me. It was letting them know that I knew the pain that they were feeling. Mm-hmm. I knew what they had gone through. And so many, we had one situation where a young lady refused to talk. She was in fear of retaliation of things that she had done. And I was very fortunate to be with the governor of our state to get what's called the expungement law signed, so that any crimes committed during the time she was being trafficked, she could not be charged with. Mm-hmm. And once she found that out, she began to cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
In 2018, and another good, interesting way to find out how to work with trafficking from a godly point of view, there is a documentary that I was in called Blind Eyes Opened.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very fortunate to be able to have that shown in the Regal theaters across the country. And then COVID hit, and the very next day it had to be pulled. But you can get that on Amazon, and it goes into great detail about how to work with victims of human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, if they reach out to me, I would be glad to come to speak with their church, their organization, whoever's listening.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's an individual that just wants to talk one-on-one, the phone is always there. I will get back in touch with them just as soon as I get the message and mm-hmm. try to give them resources or the help they need.
Okay. And the title of the book again is, repeat that title, please.
Like Daddy Used to Say, and it can be bought on Amazon.
Okay. And Nikki, I want to say it to you as well. Thank God for persons like yourself who, by the grace of God, have been saved, and the Lord has brought healing and wholeness to your life. And now, in turn, you've allowed yourself to be a vessel the Holy Spirit can use to reach out and minister wonderfully to women and other persons that have been victims of the tragedy of sex trafficking. And, you know, it's easy for a person to pull into their shell and just feel bad for themselves. And, of course, obviously that's very real trauma that is devastating, probably, that only people who've gone down that road would understand. Yet by the grace
right.
of God, you're letting the Lord use you to help address the problem in such a way that The devil might have wished he left you alone a long time ago, you know, so praise God for that. So,
Well, and I am a vessel. I am exactly that. I am just an instrument. I'm not anybody to be praised. I am just an instrument. You know, I've used the example before that when we feed ourselves, we don't look at a fork and say, oh, you beautiful fork, how wonderful you are. It is simply an instrument to feed the body. Mm-hmm. And that's all I want to be known as that instrument that helps feed the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would love to pray if I just have a feeling there's someone listening that you've got a granddaughter or you've got a son, you have a niece. There's someone that is listening. And Lord, I just ask right now that you let them reach out to find the help. Don't feel the embarrassment. Lord, I ask that you would speak to their hearts and say, this is something that is tragic. It has to be stopped. This is of the enemy. And we just ask in your name, Jesus, that for those that are hurting so bad, that they pick that phone up, that they find a way to get to a phone if they're not able to let someone know that they're in that position. If you're a family member, reach out and say, I think my son, my daughter, my sister, even my mother is being trafficked. Lord, I just ask that you would just give them that courage to be able to reach out, because you want nothing more, Lord, than to see the body of Christ. You gave us life so that we'd have life and life more abundantly, not to be locked in cages, not to be handcuffed, not to be forced to do things that we will live and have night terrors about the rest of our life. You are the great physician that heals these things, and we thank you, Lord, for your power and your might. In your precious name, Lord, I ask these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And let me say to every single listener, I would encourage every listener to prayerfully consider getting Nikki's book, Like Daddy Used to Say, and listen to her, read about her story, because her journey is such a powerful story of a young girl that simply got deceived and drawn into a world of tragedy and abuse and difficulty, yet God rescued her out of it. And, you know, reading about a story like yours, Nikki, I think can help people, again, to both better understand the issue and better understand how and the ways the church can really get involved in helping. And so share again, if someone wants to get your book, Like Daddy Used to Say, tell them again how they can get it.
You can get Like Daddy Used to Say by going to Amazon.com for under the book. When I come to speaking engagements, I usually have books there that I will sign. The most important thing that I want to stress is that every book sold, the money goes straight to the ministry. It is not mm-hmm. for me. It goes to the ministry. Mm-hmm. You know, the 30 some years that I worked, Pastor, I never took a salary. You know, mm-hmm. God really convicted me of that. I had a bed, I had a roof over my head, I had food to eat, and my heart was, you know, every penny that comes into my hand, it needed to go towards those victims, because I had been in that situation, and I never wanted another human being to ever, ever go through anything even close to what I experienced.
Mm. And, you know, Nikki, as you've touched on, it's something to think of how that sex trafficking can come in so many different forms and ways, and that sometimes it may sadly simply be a situation that is largely one person abusing another person. But at the same time, there are instances where, again, fathers and mothers and uncles and family literally traffic loved ones. But that's the tragic, dark world we live in. And so
it is. Mm-hmm. It is. I have seen young girls cry sitting across from me, saying, they would call me Mama Nikki or Miss Nikki. And they'd say, you know, Miss Nikki, they would say, I love my mother, but she was so addicted to drugs, or their grandmother. My grandmother was so addicted to drugs that she literally sold me just so she could get high that night. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it happens. It right. happens. Mm-hmm. We have... Well, go ahead.
Our time is just about gone here, Nikki. So, but again, we're going to give you a chance to share your contact information one more time before we end our time. But as we normally do at the end of the broadcast, we would like to give the opportunity, if you're listening today and you've never made that all-important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart, we want to give you that opportunity. Remember, Jesus really is the answer to every problem, every tragedy, every difficulty in this world. If you'd like to receive Christ today, would you simply pray this prayer and commit your heart and your life to Him today? Simply pray this prayer with me at this time, if you would. Lord Jesus, thank You for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived, You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, You rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. I repent and turn from that wrong. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person You want me to be. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, please get in touch with us. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd like to share with you some literature and resources that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be in touch. Again, jparker@afa.net. Nikki, share with us one more time if someone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about the ministry, how they can do that.
It's Nikki, N-I-K-I, Rowe Cross, R-O-W-E, C-R-O-S-S, Nikki@starministry.com. And the number is 727-403-9971.
Amen. Nikki, thank you so much for coming and sharing your heart today. And we will look forward to having you back in the not-too-distant future, okay?
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
And please pray much for Nikki Rowe Cross and the ministry of Star Ministry. Hope you'll do that. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.